This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the limit-up gains across the cattle markets?
Leslie, it's a combination of the fact that we saw limit-up closes on Friday and a friendly cattle and feed report Friday. That gave us today a combination of some friendly fundamental news for a change, plus a lot of technical support once again. Now, boxed beef continued to slide lower by $1.54 on choice today, $1.07 lower on selects, moved 104 lots on this May kill day of 114,000, and we did see, first half of the session, a lot of our contracts were up to expanded limits, but at the close, only a couple contracts were able to close up to expanded limit. On the close, February cattle up to $4.50 expanded limit, April live cattle up $4.40, Jan feeders up to expanded 675 limit, and the March contract was up 642, and Feb hogs down 17 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Bellringer Auction in Denver, Colorado, January 14th and 15th. Start each day with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, followed by the auction at 8. The auction will take place at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North on Quebec. Consignment deadline is December 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com for information and to consign your cattle. Don't miss the Bellringer Auction at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North, January 14th and 15th. Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing.
Tom, what's it driving down the grain markets?
The lack of short covering more than anything, Leslie. Friday we saw upside in wheat, corn, and soybeans. The early part of the session today we saw some upside and it disappeared, and we spent the rest of the day trading negative. We closed negative. There was a lack of any fresh fundamentals out there to support the market. Export inspections did not offer anything price friendly. We continue to be well behind year-ago levels in the wheat, corn, and soybean export inspections, and the markets fell to the downside. On the close, March KC wheat down 8.5, July KC down 8 cents, March Chicago wheat 7.75 lower, March corn down 2.5, July corn down 2.25, January soybeans closed a penny lower, March down 1.25, and March cotton was 37 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.